And 3, 2, 1. Hello. Let's begin with good news. By a unanimous Senate vote, Ambassador Mark Green was confirmed to serve as director of USAID. He enters the agency at a very critical time. Significant proposed budget cuts are on the horizon, presenting a real risk of a diminished U.S. presence around the world. Director Green is on record that he understands the importance of development to American foreign policy. Let's see how he responds to this crisis. During congressional hearings, members from both parties pressed both Secretary of State Tillerson and Director Green about rumored plans to reorganize U.S. development and diplomacy functions. There is talk of merging USAID into the State Department. Now, if done right, this can be a great opportunity for very much needed foreign aid reform. The key, if done right. We've got to follow this one very carefully. Moving to the budget, the Senate approved funding for the State Department and USAID that's only 1.7% below current levels. This is incredibly positive news, given that the starting point of this session was an administration proposal for a drastic 32% cut to America's civilian forces. Now, the House Appropriations Committee approved a budget that calls for a $10 billion cut. So Senate and House leaders are going to negotiate a final funding level in conference committee. We're beginning to get some clarity on how development policy is going to be playing out during the Trump administration. In the executive branch, at this point, there's still not a coherent policy. One camp favors sharp budget cuts and a shift away from a values-driven foreign policy. Another camp advocates continued support for U.S. global engagement and promotion of U.S. values. On the congressional side, leaders have been signaling that they continue to see value in constructive U.S. engagement. Of course, the big question is, how aggressive are they going to be in confronting the president? If recent congressional hearings are any indication, Trump's proposed spending reduction faces incredibly strong headwinds. Key members of both appropriations and authorizing committees have repeatedly indicated that they are going to disregard budget requests that cut foreign aid across the board. For example, the 38% cut to humanitarian assistance garnered some of the most vocal opposition from lawmakers, who noted that there are 4 potential famines and ongoing crises in both Syria and Yemen. This is not the time for such drastic cuts. But while there's congressional opposition to massive cuts, individual accounts are going to face risks, and cuts of even 5 to 10%, though less politically toxic, are going to be very damaging to these programs. Here's an interesting side note. If Congress passes Mr. Trump's proposed Pentagon budget for 2018, the United States is going to spend more money, military money, in Africa, but reduce humanitarian and development assistance across the continent. It's Pentagon officials who are expressing a concern that shifting to a military-heavy presence in Africa is going to hurt American interests in the long term by failing to stimulate developments. An absence of schools and jobs, they say, creates more openings for militant groups. Finally, Congress is in recess. Members are back home. Some may be holding town hall meetings. This is the time to be a visible advocate. Good luck, and speak with you next time.